you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
No, my father is it's a difference of mine. He's not my dad, he's my father. He just donated his sperm.
You run your mouth.
And if he took care of me,
so
then the nigga would be dead.
So how
but
many
you say it with confidence?
That's what I'm saying.
So we gotta believe it.
Look, what I'm saying is
that's such a false premise.
No, it's not. Here's the premise. Dads die. Active fathers die. If you're active in your kid's life, then you have a short life because you care about this kid, and then God is like, nigga, I'm taking you out of here. I'm pulling you out of the game. You're too good.
So God's father karma is to kill good dads.
Yeah, nigga, Mufasa.
That's why he wanted Abraham to kill his son.
Is that the reason why Goku died like 17 times?
Exactly. But Goku was never a good dad.
I mean, he got him Super Saiyan. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, no.
He was there for that moment.
But you know? Goku never taught his kid lessons. He just taught him how to fight. He ain't never took this nigga to the park.
I mean, that's the most important thing you got to teach your son is how to fight.
Yeah, but you also need to do some enjoyable shit. Life going to teach a kid how to fight.
I'd say
got to get his ass
how to fight it should be one of the top three things you teach your kid how to do.
What are the other two?
How to pull hoes.
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, how to pull hoes and how to manage money.
Oh, God. Money is
very important. And I feel like families don't teach that. We got taught, you need to save that money. Don't be spending it. But after I don't spend it and I save it, what else do I do with it? But anyway, welcome to No Need for Apologies. I am Monroe Martin. Derek is not here, so filling in is my homeboy Jared Kauser. My best friend from Philly. I needed the Philly vibe in here.
I'm playing the black guy role.
The black guy role. And then we got Ian Finance in the building. He got the Philly hat on, even though he's from Delaware.
Right. Yep.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
Bear Area, Wilmington area?
Oh,
he's from Wilmington.
Yeah. My dad worked in Philly. He drove up every day.
Hell yeah. Straight Philly.
I started doing that for comedy. I used to go to Philly all the time when I was younger.
It's for sure a suburb of Philly. I mean,
you think so? Well,
did it go blue or red, actually? That's a good
question. Wilmington?
Yeah.
Wilmington.
I've only been to Wilmington once, and that was to do your pizza show, and that shit just felt like a fucking studio lot.
Dude,
it was like empty.
Wilmington is fucking hood.
Yeah, it's on fire right now. You got Biden over there chilling, waiting to take office.
Bad shape, bro.
Yeah.
It's like it gives Philly a run for its money on hood.
Yeah. So like, what about how do y'all feel? Well, you've been here, but what do you think the overall morale is now that Biden won?
I mean,
you think they're gonna stop killing each other?
No.
They're like, no, this is more. This is more reason to kill each other because now we know that the sky's the limit.
No, it'll never stop. The city's burning from the inside out, and they tried to revamp nightlife, but nobody would go out in Wilmington at night because it was so dangerous. And they had like street security guards and they were getting beat up and it was
I gotta suck. You're a fucking security guard and you're getting your ass whooped.
Uh-huh.
That means you're cutting deals with certain people. You're like, look, man, you can go ahead and bring the Uzi in. Just don't bring that AK.
But dude,
there are parts
of Wilmington that are like, holy fuck. And then there are like parts of like hood white parts that are sometimes scarier than like the hood black parts.
I agree. I've always said this. I'm like, I'm more scared of a white hood than a black hood. I know the shit that goes on in a black hood where I'm from there. I know what to look out for, but a white hood is a different fucking language.
I feel like that's how white people feel. They're like, I'm scared of the black hood, but the white hood, I know what to deal with.
Yeah,
My issue is like, and I don't have the numbers to support it, but like, how many normal white people get killed by black people every year? Like, that's got to be such a small number.
Not a lot.
So why fear the black guy? Like, he's not likely to kill you.
Oh, sorry.
we coming out swinging. No. You should always
fear
niggas.
He's still
going to
kill the shit out of me.
Fear niggas because they rape and they pillage.
Which they stole from us. They stole from us.
The Vikings went straight to Africa and taught us that shit.
That's why we steal from you guys. We're getting you back for stealing the rape and the pillage. From us.
That's fucking hilarious.
Black people kill more black people every year.
Yeah.
But I think white more black people kill white people than white people kill black people.
More black people kill white people than white people kill black people?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Look it up.
Because I feel like that's that. I've always felt like that statistic was propaganda to just keep the stereotype going. Yeah. So people right.
To keep fear in the middle class.
Because whenever somebody wants to prove a point, they'll be like, look at Chicago.
That's blacks killing blacks, though. That's not his point.
That's
his...
what he's saying. Yeah. He said black
people. More blacks kill blacks than whites kill blacks.
For sure. Well,
yeah. For sure.
Yes. I think that's unarguable. But you're also saying that blacks kill white more than white killed black. And I don't think so.
And I wonder if
blacks kill whites more than whites kill blacks. That's
Hell
not
no.
true.
Hell
more
no.
white
Look it up. Dude.
Look it up. More white people kill
Look it up.
White people more than anybody.
More white people die by the cops.
Nigga,
than
that's
blacks.
A whole network.
Yes, but that's different.
No, Jerry, there's an entire network based on white people killing white people, right? The whole Snapped and the ID network is the whole network.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it shows about white people killing white people.
But that's over time.
Well, no,
that's
cumulative. No, wait, now we're adding another point in. You're not saying that black people kill whites more than whites kill whites. You're just saying that blacks kill whites more than whites kill blacks.
Yes.
He's not saying white people don't kill each other, because to your point, there's networks on this shit.
Yes.
There's a whole type of crime that black people usually don't do.
UPN would have been.
Yeah, and there's a whole crime
network
on black people killing black people. There's a whole network. It's called the news.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Propaganda to begin with.
Yes, for sure.
You know,
for sure.
Because
for sure.
they've trained people to just be scared over the years.
And that's my point. Like, if I live in Harlem, and obviously gentrification is one thing, but there's a lot of white people that just come to Harlem too. And I feel like they're less scared because they're like, they ain't out for me. They look, you know what I mean? All the crime is going to be amongst blacks.
And I
would argue, and this might be whatever, that black crime is usually intentional. Like, you know who you're going to go kill.
Yeah.
You know who you're going to go rob. Mm-hmm. Like, you set that up. It's not randomized.
In my opinion, it's when it's spray bullets, that's an accident, right?
That's like unintentional. But usually the crimes are, this motherfucker knew this motherfucker, and then they did that. You know what I mean? And then maybe some bystanders happened. But
more black people get heart disease than white people.
So yeah. So listen, I'm looking up a bunch. This is one thing I found. So far.
That looked like I made it.
Dylan looked like you just learned.
Hold on. Definitely like Windows 98.
Right, you can make all this.
No way.
Yeah, this fucking keynotes.
Yeah, that's not even keynote.
Look at this. What is all this?
Look,
I just looked up Encarta 95.
No. I agree with that.
I would have been okay
with
Wikipedia answer to that question.
So, black male, white male, blue, yellow.
Yeah.
Here, homicide, fire homicide.
Yeah, but we're talking about how many of them died from each other. Yeah, we're talking about how many of. I'm about to say our kind and shit.
To your point, I'm typing in,
do blacks kill more whites or whites kill more blacks?
And Google is going to send all that information to the fucking
whites definitely kill
FBI.
More blacks.
I'm a
question.
Proud boy now. What the fuck? That's their initiation.
You're going to start getting Proud Boy messages like, hey, we saw that you were looking up statistics. But that is to your point. People act like black crime like that isn't. It's intentional because it has a purpose in
mind.
It's
directed.
It's not a stranger walking down the street.
No,
it's a fucking dude who they've been trying to get for last week.
Yep.
And white people just kill. Y'all kill
See,
each
here's,
other
here's how you know,
for a bankruptcy.
Here's how you know we're right.
When you want a
He's
new
still
government.
Reading, trying to find the fine print.
Yeah.
You know we're right.
I'm trying to figure out all these.
Nigga.
When someone stares at stats for too long, you're like, they try to find a different angle.
And they fucking, and white guys, 80% of the murders of white people were committed by white offenders.
Bing, 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 bing. Y'all kill each other.
Yeah, y'all kill each other.
Come on. But the numbers itself, like, there's not that many black people. People here.
Yeah.
Like, we're not
and
that much.
We gotta work
segregated.
Overtime to kill each other.
And y'all got all the guns and shit.
So wait, but white
we
people
gotta
kill.
Clock in. We gotta be like, you coming home tonight, baby? Nah, I gotta beat these white men. They're killing motherfuckers.
That's saying that white people kill each other more than
black people kill
black
white people.
Black people kill
yes.
white people.
Yeah.
But black people kill more white people than white people kill black people.
No, that's
not true.
White black people don't kill white people.
Are we counting the prison system?
If we count the prison system.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get mad young and political on you.
I mean, if you do, then I bet the numbers are skewed. How about we have those independent numbers? We will count them both
white
separately.
White people just kill. Like, it's y'all. It's just y'all contribution to the world. Y'all invented murder.
Yeah, I think that stat alone supports the narrative that white people kill each other more than black's involvement. That's...
And for dumb reasons. Remember that dude who killed his entire family because...
Which one? I guarantee there's a list of
hundreds. Because he had a new girlfriend.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, we ain't doing that shit.
See, but now we're going down a dark path just talking
about,
that's
what this show is about.
Mental illness.
It's about dark. Nah, it ain't, he wasn't mentally ill. That nigga was just fucking crazy.
Which, you know...
Crazy is
some people have
mentally ill.
Man, when they're white, they're mentally ill. That's what they always say.
Oh yeah, that's
mental illness is a real thing.
Yes,
like it is a real thing,
and it affects tons of black people. But instead, it was just like, oh, they're an animal. It's like, no, their brain is an animal.
Yeah. Something's wrong. Something's actually wrong.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They got the rap. I feel like most rappers are mentally ill.
See, but now I have a controversial probably opinion about that too. What issue is just that, you know, it's not that. People who rap about that get paid to rap about that. And as soon as they try to rap about something different, they get no fucking spins.
Dude, when I was teaching, I tried to play my kids like Lupe Fiasco and Talib Kweli, and they were like, this shit's gay.
they're taught to believe this shit sucks.
Hated it. They were like, this is gay. And
well, listen to somebody
like, listen
freestyle.
Listen to The Cool. Lupe's The Cool album. That shit is fucking...
It's incredible.
His whole point is to say,
so
like,
good.
The things you want to be cool is fucking...
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
And then right after that, they made him crazy. And
you
know. He ain't crazy.
He's not, but they made him to be crazy.
They tried to say Lupe was crazy because he was against Obama.
He was against Obama,
and they were like, nah, fuck that. This nigga, it's like, why would he be for Obama if he's like anti-politic?
Yes, exactly.
You know?
See, and that's the problem, right? I think there's a narrative about being anti-black anything as a black person makes you like... You know, self-sabotaging, but that's not true. Like, there could be other black people you don't fuck with, like even political. Even, you know what I mean?
Well, you can't not like Obama. Like, the rule is, if the moment you don't like Obama, you don't approve Obama, then you crazy. That's the rule.
Which is the rule. And
I
that's
didn't
crazy.
Make it up.
Obama,
that's
and I think that's
war criminal.
Yeah,
and a big liar.
And then, but then,
and he bailed out the banks and not the people.
But it's hard to call him a big liar next to the next president.
Oh, totally, without a doubt. No, Obama. Yeah,
but that's one of the jobs of being
a
politician. You have to not be a good liar. You just have to be comfortable with lying. Because you don't got to be good at lying. You just have to be comfortable.
Clearly, you don't have to be good at it.
With lying and then being caught out and being like, so?
Here's my thing. This is real specific, though. But I believe that's true because, do you remember, it was an inauguration. It was before that. The first day Trump went to office and met Obama. And they went back in a room for like an hour plus. And they came out. Trump was the most shookest fucking person. If you see a picture of Trump coming out of that room,
he
looked like he got told fucking aliens are real.
He looked like a dog that just got its nose snapped.
You know what I mean?
He's talking about COVID. He said it the whole time, just like he's
like
look,
fuck,
we're gonna,
I just signed up for.
He's like, look, COVID is going to be released during your presidency, so
you do it one term.
I think that because. Like every president has to deal with something that makes me think that it's all planned because every president
has a challenge
that they have to overcome. Come on, fucking 9/11 Bush,
yeah,
and Hurricane Katrina.
What did JFK overcome? Him getting shot in the head?
He literally did not overcome it.
Like, what do you mean? Like, they
overcame
him. They sent that up.
They killed his ass.
Need to learn how to duck.
You know, Reagan had the drug, economic, boom, and
Reagan had to overcome ignoring AIDS.
Prison system.
Kennedy should have been in the drum.
Should have been dancing.
Should have been bobbing and weaving.
He was waving instead of going like, what's that? Huh? What? Who?
He had to overcome Marilyn Monroe getting him in trouble.
That's who set him up.
And then they set her up.
Marilyn was bad back in the day. All I'm gonna say is,
listen to this letter. Just the way Trump is treating leaving office right now. Listen to this letter from George W. Bush to Bill Clinton.
Holy shit,
y'all! He was like, "Next time, come on the face, so they can wipe it up.
She's
who comes
like,
on
get,
the clothes?
Get a better laundromat.
Spitters are for quitters."
Yeah.
When I walked into this office just now, I felt the same sense of wonder and
talking
respect.
Talking to the mic.
When I walked into this office just now, I felt the same sense of wonder and respect that I felt 4 years ago. I know you will feel that too. I wish you great happiness here. I never felt the loneliness some presidents have described. There will be very tough times, made even more difficult by criticism you may not think is fair. I'm not a very good one to give advice, but just don't let the critics discourage you or push you off course. You will be our president when you read this note. I wish you well. I wish your family well. If I could offer one piece of advice, stay away from the interns.
Oh, I feel.
That was the perfect ending.
No, that was perfect. I was like, wait, what?
He goes, your success now is our country's success. I am rooting hard for you. Good luck, George Bush.
Holy shit. I guess, like, George Bush does like people.
No. That's not, you know? This is not, this is George
H.
Oh, this is senior.
Yeah, George,
this, is
yeah, this ain't George oh, W.
Yeah,
this is senior. Yeah. George W. was too drunk to fucking write letters.
George W. was like, please just get me out of the spotlight. I've done enough.
Seniors, like, his run was like before our time. That was like, wasn't that like Desert Storm?
Desert Storm.
I don't, that's like early 90s, yeah. late 80s.
When they brought in 88 U.S. soldiers and left with 87.
Exactly. Like, no one person died. I've seen that movie though.
How did that nigga die?
Oh my God. This is my rifle.
He stubbed his toe and then just
like, fuck, they were
shock.
Like, yep. It's probably friendly fire because I was like, probably. They're not going to believe that we fought. So,
yeah.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
He's like, just run. Just run.
See, the issue with that is they didn't have video games at the time. So if they were just all in their camp just playing video games and shit, maybe they would have been chilling. But when you're sitting there just staring at your gun for like 150 days and don't get a chance to shoot that shit,
man.
You go a little stir crazy, I guess.
Man.
They should have had Call of Duty.
Yeah. I mean, they are Call of Duty.
They are living
they
Call of Duty.
To live, yeah, they had to they live their life to be in the video game. They're like, that's me.
Yeah.
Do you think that like these people see themselves in those video games? Do you think, like, by mistake, the creators may actually create somebody and their face is based off of a real person?
No, only in sports games.
Well,
not like...
So they, you're telling me there's like, nobody out there who looks like a video game character, and they're like,
I think no, they just true. Use yes, like yes, composites yes. of a million people's faces to make one, right?
No, sometimes it's very specific.
Oh, just for the viewers, Jared works at PlayStation. Do you want to say? I don't know if you can say your exact job.
Yeah, I'm in marketing for PlayStation. So
okay, cool.
I'm a marketer, advertising person.
Rock,
so,
paper, scissors, shoot for a PS5.
You're all gonna lose.
I got on the mic with a quickness.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, what do we need to do?
He got it. He motherfucking got it.
I got it.
Wow.
But
obviously.
I work for PlayStation.
That's awesome.
But I mean,
damn. You know. I don't think we're gonna get it for a while.
He can't say, see, that's why I said.
I can say it's out now. It's out now. So I can say that there's, damn, it's like political as fuck for me to say. I think the intention is for everyone who has like a demand, who really wants it, to be able to get it, and they're trying to produce as fast as they can with the, and fuck, I gotta say first, I do not work in logistics for PlayStation. I'm not specifically talking about our logistics plan, but I will say that the intention is to meet the demand. The problem is, you know, we build a console and then started like producing the final version like when COVID hit, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're still in development until you're like, oh no, this is the shit. And then we decided this is the shit. It was like, all right, who's going to make it? You know, like, literally, there's factories shutting down. I mean, I told a friend recently, 4 months ago, you couldn't get fucking toilet paper. So, talking about a 100-piece console thing.
He was sad. I talked to him yesterday.
I talked to him today. Yeah. This morning.
Oh, okay.
It's like, when am I going to get this shit? I'm like,
look, I told him 7 months.
Soon. I think 7 months, it'll be on, you know, the... You know,
will
virtual
we have,
shelf.
Will we have a vaccine
that.
First or PS5?
Now that's a fucking
I think we'll have PS5 before,
oh, PS5 before the vaccine.
I wouldn't want the vaccine.
See, and that's a good conversation.
Fuck that.
Do you
want the...
vaccine?
Hell no, nigga.
Ian,
you want that vaccine?
Man, I think I'm good for now.
Exactly. I'm like, nah, I want to wait. I want to see what everybody else comes
down
with.
And Cuomo's like, we're trying to get everyone in New York vaccinated.
Well,
it's
because him and Trump are just going back and forth on like shooting shots at each other. Did you see Cuomo said if he wasn't the president, he would, specifically, what did he say? He would not rock him out, but like knock him out or pop him one or some shit.
Pop him one.
Literally, he was like, he wants to fight this
right in the kisser.
Who do you want to fight?
They're going, Trump. They
Everybody
go
wants
at
to
it.
Fight Trump.
No, but specifically Trump hates Cuomo. Yeah, and specifically Cuomo hates Trump. Like, no. They
but
need to do a celebrity deathmatch.
That's
like,
just
battle.
Two New Yorkers fucking going at it.
Swinging
and hate each other. Yeah. Fucking right. Cuomo
Queen
walking around with
Slumlord and some Italian Goomba.
Yeah.
I will say this. I'm not taking that shit.
I ain't taking that shit.
Unless it's required for me to take it for some reason.
Here's the thing.
I ain't taking that shit.
The government will not require you to take it, but in order to maintain your livelihood and commerce, you're going to have to take it because places
and
are going to go.
Point.
Places are going to go. Well, you're not allowed in here. You can't work here unless you have the vaccine. So then it's like, well, I guess I have to have it if I want to keep using and making money.
I'm gonna just prick myself with a needle and then put a Band-Aid over it.
And so what? People and doctor a sheet that says you took it.
Yeah, and they're like, "Where's your vaccine?" I'm like, "Right here." If you can't see, like they.
And then you just gotta keep doing it. So you just do heroin.
Yep.
Like, look, I got a bunch of vaccines.
Nah.
Holy fuck! I'm not taking it unless I have to. But I like to travel,
NYU,
so I'm sure some
NYU Langhorne.
You know,
see, that's
to.
The thing. That's gonna make us all have to take it because the government's gonna go, "You don't have to," but then if you want to live a normal fucking life, you've got to.
If you don't want to quarantine for 28 days.
Yep. Yeah. And NYU Langhorne's offering $1,000 to anyone over 65 to take it. And they're like, and if you get sick, we'll cover your medical care.
No, funeral costs. That's what they mean.
If you're over 65.
Yeah,
$1,000 to just inject a new thing into you to be like a lab rat.
And that's just going to be $1,000 for your grandkids because those niggas are going to be the first ones to come.
Why don't we just use the homeless?
I mean, holy
they
shit.
They already do.
Wait. I'm so glad you said this. I literally was walking, again, I live in Harlem. I was walking here, or walking to the train to get here.
Yeah.
And I'm talking outside, no cover-ups. They literally were giving COVID tests on the fucking street.
To homeless people?
Like, on the street. It's 125th. East Side, 125th. I'm not hating on all of Harlem. I'm sorry.
Anyone
who knows Harlem, East Side, by the 6 train, you know that's homeless.
Yeah,
like,
that's fucking...
literally on the street. I mean, the people giving it had masks on, but there was no other...
I think that's to raise the stats and be like, look, we need the most care because we have the most cases.
Interesting.
And I think they're going to be doing vaccines the same way, though. It's going to be right on. I mean, remember, it's just a prick. It's going to be on the street.
I think they should do that, though, because everywhere I go, it's lines around the block to get tested. They should have people and then come out and just be like, bop, bop, bop.
And test it on the homeless. Oh.
Even
I feel
that's
like
such
the
a medical
homeless
risk.
People already
it
have
is to
the
just have it going on in the street. At least at the drive-thru, you're in your car. And
I feel bad for the people giving out the tests, especially on 125th Street.
I know.
They might come steal that shit.
Yeah, but they all have street immunity anyway. Fucking every homeless person I knew before this is still alive and kicking, better than everyone else.
They just get that fat foot.
With that, they get
that cut up foot. That fat, ashy...
That fat foot was the last vaccine.
They'll never get COVID, but they will have that ashy, bleeding...
It's very elephantitis.
...shin. Oh, God.
Oh, no, fuck that.
Oh,
that's what I get what you're saying, but I think that's
I got a mental picture of that fat foot.
That fat foot?
I'm kidding.
Oh,
it's totally fucked up. But it's like you got to test it on people.
But
also, but
then that goes back
so...
to the French. Remember, the French wanted to do that in Africa. They're like, let's just go over in Africa and fucking...
Wanted to do that or did do that? Let's be honest.
Yeah. Did they do it?
They did that shit.
You think they did it?
You think anybody wanted to do anything with the COVID?
They're like, well, we should be testing the COVID. We should be testing Africans.
Look, I'll tell you this: a lot of people
because we care. Because you're a special.
They got to add that little ice cream on top of the COVID. Yeah. I will say this: there's a lot of people that signed up for those phase 3 trials, though. So a lot of people said, "Fuck it, I want to do it." My mom asks me every day, "Are you going to get the vaccine?" Unless I have to for some personal or professional reason, no.
What if it like changes your mind?
I'm sure it
does.
We were just
weird
talking
thing to you.
We were just talking to a military
name? I forgot his name.
Can we shout him out?
Huh?
Eric told us all the secret sauce, man.
Eric told us the secret sauce.
We're not gonna say his last name. We don't want to get him in trouble.
No, he's a Gas Digital employee, so he can.
So they can look him up.
Y'all can look him up.
They can cut his pension for us. Tell us all the military secrets.
But Eric was telling us that. So when he was in the army, was it the army?
It was the army.
So when he was in the army, he had to get the anthrax vaccine, right, which to me was dumb just because anthrax was something you had to mail to a motherfucker. It wasn't like anthrax was just floating in the air. It's like you had to be important enough for somebody to purchase anthrax and then mail that shit to you.
Someone from the Taliban comes up and like, I have a note for you.
It's like, nigga, you're the
secret admirer.
How you put the anthrax on the sticky note?
But that's but that's how dumb we are, though, or our society is. We were still afraid of that shit.
Oh, yeah. They were shutting down
schools. Yeah, you would send like a letter with no address on it, and literally the entire school got shut down because somebody forgot the right name.
I was a volunteer firefighter, and we used to go on calls that it was like, there's anthrax in the house. It was like, oh, it's just garlic powder. You know, like, people just panicking.
You showed up, and y'all be like, nigga, this shit delicious.
Yeah. Can we have dinner?
Grandma dropped the carpet cleaner. Yeah.
Like, yo, how many cases was that though? Because like how many?
Yeah,
times
how big was anthrax?
Did people come in?
Remember,
like, baby
anthrax
Potter
hit at the same time as the DC sniper. Do you remember that?
Oh, I was happy to DC
Lee,
sniper.
What was his name?
Wait,
Lee Harvey Malvo.
Black.
Yeah,
yeah. It was his father.
Him and his son.
He was a pioneer.
Yeah. Great dad though.
Out there killing these white people.
It wasn't his son. It was like his like boy,
it was like nephew or something.
No, it was like his little friend.
They weren't related. No, they were related. No, they were related.
The DC sniper. It was his son. No one gets in the trunk of a car.
No, it was
like his blade thing.
It was like their protege.
Nah, they were related though. It was like a nephew or some shit or like a.
It was like Miles Morales. Alice and his uncle.
And Uncle Aaron?
Yeah, it was Uncle Aaron.
The original, damn, what was his, what was the name?
The Prowler.
Prowler, the original Prowler in Spider-Man.
DC Sniper, I can't, goddamn, I need.
John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo.
Yeah, but you can still have a different last name.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Are they related?
Are they related?
They don't say if they're related or not.
It doesn't say.
I'm reading,
Because you assume that they have two different last names that they're not related. Niggas have last names. You know how many people I knew that don't have the same last name as their dad?
Well, here's the thing, right? He was still alive. So as Monroe started at the beginning of this, the fact that he was around and a dad and didn't get knifed was the reason why they had different last names. Because he wasn't a father. He was just a dad.
Yeah.
Because fathers get knifed. He also got lethal injections. So that's
It wasn't his son.
It wasn't his son?
They were partners.
They were gay?
No, he was 17. Well, I mean, I guess
he's
gay.
I don't,
it
mean,
wasn't his son.
I
mean,
it wasn't his son?
I don't know if they were gay, but they were partners in crime.
Now that's a whole like gay rights story we can lean into.
Yeah.
How does a bright, popular, affectionate kid get turned into a killing machine?
Easy. Fucking...
easy. He finds the... love
tell him we out here killing white people. Let's
every
go.
Every time Ian's on the show, he always just Google shit.
I know, like we don't got Dylan.
I know. Well, I didn't get the answers I wanted.
I know.
We were both reading the same Wikipedia article.
You can see over your shoulder.
If you would have just looked up.
Yo, Dylan, he's saying you read too slow.
Yeah.
I do.
Look, he's from South Florida, okay? You got to give him a break. Dylan, you're not going to get the fucking vaccine.
Hell
right?
No.
Yeah.
So a consensus is no one's getting that.
No one's getting
I think
that.
We all
we're not
are
even
immune.
Anti-vaxxers. We're not like actively preaching that all vaccinations are bad. There's a whole anti-vaxxer movement that's going to. Totally
No.
Up.
When it comes to when I have kids and shit, now the motherfuckers going to have their kids vaccine too, because I'm going to show up. My kid going to have all the shots.
Right. Well, I guess my issue is just how fast they produce this shit. Like, again, what Eric was telling us, motherfuckers got the anthrax on this line, and the people on the other line now have diabetes. Like, y'all haven't had enough time.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear
that. Eric come in here? He's in school right now.
What did he say? Yeah. He broke it down for us.
So, what Eric said was that there was two groups of people that were getting the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And his group got the vaccine. They were fine. They were immune. And then the other group, 10 years later, they all got diabetes.
That didn't take the vaccine.
No, they took a different version.
They took a different version of the vaccine.
Yeah.
Why?
He's about to.
He's about to.
You have like 10
seconds.
That's him everything.
10 okay. seconds. Got
10
it.
10 seconds. Let's go. What up? So what happened? How did the vaccine work for when you was in the Army? That's what we're talking about now.
And we will not put your last name out there.
Army first.
Already mentioned it.
Okay, no, we said E. We said
okay,
E.
Okay, that worked. So they literally line you up. Starting with a long ass line outside, and it'll be three rows of people, and it's mandatory to get this vaccine. So each row of soldiers has a different batch that's made in a different pharmacy facility. And the batch that I was in was fine, but the batch next to me had a chemical imbalance in it.
Because they made that shit at Walgreens.
Yeah. And when it settled after, let's say, 6 years or so, everyone started coming down with diabetes.
God damn.
And how did you...
Did
you get to choose what group you were in, or did they just
assign it? No, they just said, you here.
And they wouldn't even tell you, like, here's the batch you're going to take. They don't tell you shit. You find out
when you get out after. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, that batch you got?
Yeah.
That was shit. That's exactly how it works. People were just dying and, like...
What type of, like, foot off diabetes? Like, you got to prick yourself insulin dependent?
Insulin monitor in here constantly. Shit.
And are they getting compensated by the government?
Yeah, they get a disability check. So some of them were happy.
Aside from a disability check of, like, a piddly $600
I mean, if all you got to do is prick yourself.
It's a retirement check, basically.
Yeah, if all you got to do is prick yourself and eat a peppermint every once in a while, I'll take
good.
That shit.
You're good. Yeah.
That's
damn, and get free
to
money. Put me in the second line.
But again, if you get that elephant foot, if you get that elephant foot we talked about, nobody
Also, didn't you guys have to take like medicine that makes your boners go away too?
No, that's a misconception.
Oh. Dude, I swear, a friend told me he had
saltpeter.
Yeah,
that's a misconception. Thing is, you're in basic training, so you don't have fucking time to think about pussy because someone's screaming at you all day long. I know that's hard to believe, but
that's why.
No. We're like, married. It's like, easy to believe. You know.
Yeah,
we believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other things to think about. Wow. You know,
when
you're not hunting anymore.
I doubt the boner thing is real because there's so many rapes in the army.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you can't rape with a softie.
True. I guess it's then a misconception.
I mean, you didn't watch that movie?
Sad.
You can rape with a softie.
Yeah.
What movie?
Wasn't that with the soaps they end up putting to the bags and it's beating each other? No. What was that movie called?
Yeah.
Full Metal Jacket.
That was Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
And there was another one.
Rape with a softie. Impossible.
You can't rape with a softie.
Impossible.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's called a waste of time.
Well,
raping yourself. You're raping your day.
Yeah.
We're getting to a dark place. You don't always use your own
dick.
They're not only using their dick.
Oh,
rape is rape, regardless of.
Oh,
he's like, women get raped in prison all the time.
Right. I thought you meant rape
and let me eat this
with a dick soft. You meant with other stuff.
Rape is rape, right?
Oh, yeah, rape.
Wow, this is dark.
That's horrible.
It's not dark. This is life. This is real life.
Yeah, you're right.
And people need to know that. What?
PlayStation not making enough PlayStations.
Look, see? Look, you can't yell at him about it.
I know. Listen, man, he's just the marketing.
Did you just compare not getting a PlayStation
to rape?
Yes.
Wait, so are you saying you would take
payment? Hey, when it comes down to it, there's really no need
I see Dylan in like a support group, and they're all like, I was raped when I was on tour. He's like, I still didn't get the PS5. Yeah. And I'm angry about it.
My friend has diabetes,
my butthole.
And he won't stop whining.
This man came on the podcast. He said
he's going to help me out.
Oh my God!
Listen, it'll be out there, right? There'll be a day where they're all on shelves and everyone can get one. But
I still, you know me, I'm lazy, and I'm like, look, when Gen 2 comes out, and I know that's going to be a while. That's when I'm like, I'm in.
A lot of people are like that, though, right?
I like Gen 2 because it's always lighter. I feel like because everybody's like, but
it's only going to get lighter.
It's backwards.
Have you seen this thing in real life?
And all that shit?
It's fucking huge.
I've seen it. It looks like a fucking VCR.
I don't need
that shit. I got a cat. She'll knock that shit down. Fucking break. I'll be pissed off.
What's so much better about the PS5 than 4? Just the graphics?
Everything. I mean, it's not like the iPhone, right? They say like an entirely new iPhone. It's the same fucking device, right? Like year over year.
But you can't play the same games.
You can get
all new games.
No, you don't.
Oh.
But you can't go all the way back to PS3, though.
No, but again, now we're talking 10 years. Like you can go back to the games you really like and you might not have even finished. You can just finish them on the new gen if you wanted to. But I mean, but that's why they didn't make so many. Because, you know, when you think about like what was coming out right now, it's like, look, there's like 12 games that are made for this device, and then there's thousands that like were made for the last device that you can play on this device. So it's kind of like, I mean, it's basic economics, right? It's supply and demand. Like, you don't really know your demand until you have supply. But one thing I will say, and I don't think I'll get in trouble for, is you got to remember what 2020 was for gaming. Like, 2020 for gaming was a huge boom. We haven't seen a boom like this in gaming since
a new gold rush.
The Xbox 360 or PS2 release. Mm-hmm, like, the world is gaming now, right? So. Mm-hmm. I don't think we weren't like
Ghost
and we
Tsushima.
Said it. We weren't aware of the demand mm-hmm. that would happen because of COVID, right? Yeah. Like you're in your house and you want to connect with your friends. Most people are doing that through gaming, right? Because you can't go to the club, you can't go party. Like had we known probably had PlayStation known last year, then yeah, maybe we'd have ramped up.
How they not
know
when they brought the virus over here?
Okay, that's Japan, not China. That's Japan, not China. We're talking about different countries now.
Okay. I know. I just needed to take that. I needed to take that shot.
A PlayStation was broken. They tried to blow on it like Nintendo. And that's how they
spread it. I'm listening. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, so my only point is I think COVID fucked up a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? And I think that's... Yeah. But again, I think...
So many relationships...
Yo,
it proved if you were like really with the shits or not.
Yeah, I know so many people who ended up breaking up either during COVID or like right before like the shutdown. I was like, damn.
So they were like, I got you.
You,
damn, you too?
Yeah.
All right, you want to tell us about it?
And your lady was so happy to be with you because she approached me in a fucking pizza shop. You know my boyfriend. I'm like, who the fuck is your boyfriend? Dylan. Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
You have no
idea.
FTB. She hit me up like a week ago, too, and I ghosted that bitch.
Why? What happened, Dylan?
Let's talk about your pain, man.
Let's talk about your pain, Dylan. Let me know why you're mad, Dylan. Show your face.
You, do you want to know why we broke up?
Whatever you want to tell us, we're here.
Because he's cheating.
So we broke up right before the quarantine. Like as I was getting like supplies, like I was here, and Eric goes,
"You were out there hunter and gathering." And yeah, she, damn.
But that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Yeah. Was we fought a lot, to be honest. Yeah. And like it's funny because she said like she came up to you and said, "What's up?"
Yeah,
bitch said, "What's up?" to a lot of fucking people.
Oh,
bitch went around only saying, "What's up?"
Damn.
What's up going down?
Eric goes, there's a grocery store near me. Everything's there. I go, all right, bet. I walk over there. He's right. Yeah. I start packing everything. I call her up. I'm like, where are you at? I'm like, come help me.
Right.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm hanging out with a friend right now. I'm like, all right. And she's just like hanging out. Like she's trying to be social, whatever. I'm a nice guy. I'm like, let that shit happen. Like next day happened.
You let her have a life of your own. You're very nice.
Yeah, I could have kept this hoe in the basement.
But I should have kept her in line. I know I should have.
Nah, I'm fucking with you.
2 days ago, then 2 days later, same situation. I go, yo, it's getting serious.
Yeah.
We need to do shit. She's like, I'll be honest, I'm not really worried about it. And she's just not worried, not worried. And then finally, it's so funny. We kind of, in a sense, broke up over. She comes home and she goes, she looks in like the cabinets and stuff. She goes, man, I want some ice cream. Like, I told you to get ice cream. And I look at her, I go,
who the fuck?
And I look and I go, you wanted ice cream? Well, damn, you should have been there.
Yeah.
I go, you should have been there to pick your ice cream.
Yeah.
And she goes, da 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 da. And we're going back and forth. And then I think the next morning I woke up, I put on a show, and she's like, I don't want to watch this. Packs my weed, hits in. She's like, starts complaining. And I looked at her, I go, yeah, you can leave. I go, I don't want to do this for like four months.
No, and it turned out being like 8 months.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
100%.
Good for you. She would have smoked all your weed and fucking
and complained
ice
about ice cream the whole fucking time. And if you'd have got the wrong flavor of that shit, you'd have never heard the end of it.
Good for you, Dylan.
Bro, I peaced out real quick.
And you didn't talk to her at all during quarantine. You didn't get weak and like go back and
How many times did you fuck during quarantine?
Because this is no need for apologies.
And how many
y'all get the scoop? This is actually fully we talked about this when I didn't even tell him any of this shit. So I broke down a little bit. She hit me up like 2 months. I was supposed to go down to South Florida, Boca, mm-hmm. to hang out with my parents while the shit was getting bad.
Yeah.
Okay. And she texted me and we were conversating about that, and she one night hit me up and she was like, come over. Like come pick up your hoodie. Oh, like I had my AirPods.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, let me get my AirPods.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Went over to her apartment.
Yes.
She's drunk as fuck. And not drunk, but she's like, she asked you.
I like that cover. She's drunk as fuck. Well, not drunk as fuck.
She got, you guys know Empanada Mama?
Yeah. Oh,
hell yeah. Empanada
Mama. Shout out to
Empanada Mama.
That response, shout out to Empanada Mama.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Not a sponsor. That is what she goes, I swear to God, bro, she knew what she was doing. She goes, are you hungry? I go, maybe. She goes, I'm getting Empanada Mama. You want 3 shredded chicken tacos?
Shit. Goddamn right I want 3 shredded chicken tacos. And
you say no to that? Exactly. So she gets 3 shredded shredded chicken tacos and a large margarita. I go over there and I'm trying to be cool. I'm like,
yeah.
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 You're trying to keep it together. I really did.
Drinking some of the margarita, eating my fucking thing, and then I was smoking, and I was like by the window, and she did that thing. I was like kind of like sitting up, and she did that thing where she like comes like into your like area, and I knew it was over there.
Listen, margarita, tacos, and weed. If you didn't fuck, something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
But you're allowed to fuck.
We fooled around.
You're allowed to fuck after a breakup once or twice.
Yeah, that revenge fuck.
Yeah,
right?
You have to. It's required.
You gotta let it out.
It is an interesting moment.
Yeah. You gotta
let it out. Required. Right, Ian? Mm-hmm. He's the king of that shit.
We're talking about Dylan.
I know, right?
Ian's like, this is not about me.
That's backwards compatible.
Yeah, and it's funny because we hung out and slept the day before I was leaving for Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it was like kissing, being like, we're going to figure this out. We're going to do this. And like kissing and shit.
Yeah.
I got to Florida and she like called me. I was like, fuck you, bitch.
I got that.
I forget the shit that you did. I got the PS5.
And now that you're back, how do you feel?
Jokes aside, really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
She hit me up the other day, and like she hit me up twice, and I ghosted both. And I'm hanging out with some ladies. I got a lady right now. It's very nice.
Do you require that your ladies get COVID tested, or you don't give a fuck?
That's the real question.
No, I just require they tell me they're good with abortion, and then we're good from there.
Oh God.
You guys think I'm joking?
I believe in choice.
No. Yeah.
You don't want to wear a condom?
Wait,
that is one of my first questions.
There's other shit that you should worry about before a kid.
Probably
kid
worse
is
than
like
a kid.
The last shit.
No, kid's the only thing I'm worried about.
So what?
Dude, you wear condoms until you both are like, okay,
we're not.
Yo, so
give me a plastic bag for this mic, man. I'm just going
to... Yeah, fucking... You too young to be raw dogging it all crazy.
Come on, man.
Raw dogging...
Someone my same age?
You wear condoms until you're like... monogamous.
Oh my gosh.
No,
man.
You wear condoms until you
I wear a condom
like
for like a hookup, but like,
yeah, that's not a random hookup you're talking about. You're talking about consistent.
No, I mean, well,
you're hooking up with multiple women not wearing condoms.
No.
Okay,
no,
okay.
Dylan's a dirty dick self-loaded nigga, yo.
Cut that out. Oh, wait, me. I'll cut that out.
Yeah. No, you're not cutting it out.
I'm cutting that out.
I'm going to say it again. Dirty dick. Dylan got a
Yo, he getting no pussy after this.
Yo, that's fucking
so wrong.
Crazy,
that is not
Dylan.
True.
You saved yourself, man. I think you saved yourself. You're good.
Thank you.
You're going to only be able to have sex with a condom from here on forward.
Yeah, but. You should, though. And, like, you really should. There's other shit to worry about a baby. And they go, baby, you have a baby. Just buy a Jordans and some shit. But
also, if a girl says, yeah, no, I'll get an abortion, you still don't know.
You
if
don't
she
know
will.
She's going to choose.
Yeah, this nigga,
she could change
this nigga too
her
trustworthy.
Mind.
He was like, she said she was cool. We shook
she
on
nodded.
It.
Yeah.
If you're ever inside of a girl and you look her dead in the eyes, you go, wait. Thoughts on abortion?
I mean, I'm not going to wait until that moment.
No, yeah. You know.
Yeah. You hope
Come
you
on.
Have. You clarified before.
Are you know. Going half on the abortion?
Oh, no, I'll pay for it.
Yeah, all the way.
Oh, okay.
No, that's,
okay.
That's,
wait, you
that's
go
like,
half
that's like a
portion?
Gentleman thing.
You yeah, when you come up with all of that.
That's like dinner.
Look, I don't even want to have this conversation.
Wait, you'll pay for dinner, but you won't pay for the abortion?
Dude, half on dinner, full on the abortion.
You don't just me.
You don't go Dutch on the abortion.
You go Dutch.
Because what if she can't cover the balance?
Then she better work that shit off.
Oh, my God.
She goes half on the abortion because it took both of you to make it.
You drive with them there? You go with them there?
I've never. I'm trying to think. No, I've only had to deal with this shit as a kid, as a teenager.
Wait, you've dealt with this?
Yeah,
it's like, like my biggest dream
as a kid.
What? Wait. You want to have this experience,
Dylan?
It ain't like what
someone
it's
that's gone through
these kids today.
It's
dude,
incredibly
it's fucking
painful.
Scary and
it's
shit.
Scary.
You feel
it's
like
painful.
Like you remember my pregnancy scare?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
It's scary, dude.
How old were you?
How old was I? I'm still in like what?
14?
You were 14?
15. My bad.
Oh my God, you're hitting that. My bad.
Yeah, oh yeah. Like
my thumb keeps slipping.
That was sneaker days.
Yeah, that was, yeah. 15, 16. You feel fucking, you feel like your life is gone. You feel wrong. It just feels bad.
I remember one a couple years ago.
Yeah, so.
Shit, I'm married and I'm still
telling this motherfucker.
Shit.
I'm like, look.
Dude, it's so scary, so sad. Your life flashes before your eyes.
Yeah.
All this shit comes up. Everything becomes real. And then it's.
What a rush.
Really?
Do I even know you?
Dude.
I haven't met your great grandparents yet.
I'm saying go.
I had to go to.
Yeah.
Anyway.
See, look at that. You need therapy after that shit.
You really do. You really do.
So wrap that shit up, Dylan.
Please.
Before
please,
this nigga dick gonna fall off. That's what's gonna happen. He was like, but at least I don't got no baby.
No, this episode has taught Dylan that he will forever wrap it up until he finds a nice
Dylan
young lady.
Ain't going
he
to wrap
to
it up.
To.
You believe that shit?
I'm a really assess the situation type
See?
Of guy.
Dylan gonna do this. He gonna stick his finger in it. He gonna be like, smell nice to me. He's like, no, because you can smell the disease.
So they're it's all like, on. Wait, they're all on the pill, or they're all okay with abortion?
All okay with abortion.
Because if they're not on the pill,
I had the girl I was dating, the one that the broke up story one.
Yeah,
we did have a couple of situations where she was like, "It's been a couple days.
Like I'm a little late."
And yeah, and I always looked her in the eyes. And I was like, "You better hold your fucking word." I'm like, "You, we agreed to this."
Wow,
and it's very understanding.
Why isn't she taking pills or whatever?
Why? Yeah. Oh, so
or like the isn't like a patch that shit?
There's,
like
so, patches, there's so much shit out there. There's patches. There's rings.
I don't
want to
say it because it's like kind of nasty.
Shit sucks so much.
The ring like, sucks though. It's
well,
fucked
yeah,
up a lot
also
of
like,
uteruses.
They get yeast infections.
And the IUD is like really painful sometimes.
If
and
a
then,
dude
like, a
could
pill,
do it, we would do it. If a guy,
no.
if they
I don't
made
know, would we though? Would we?
If yeah, they could dude, stick a ring,
we don't even want to take the COVID vaccine.
It looks yeah. it's different.
Like, you won't even take the kid vaccine.
Look, hold on. You telling me there's a difference between the COVID vaccine, the COVID vaccine?
Now this shit gonna fuck with my dick, man. I don't know. And,
are you gonna be on the first round of anti kid pills for
fuck,
men?
Fuck, I'm not
if
on that line
single,
either.
If I was I'm single no and COVID. They were like, "Look, we got this fucking Nuva ring shit that you gotta fucking just put."
You gonna put a ring around your dick?
You gotta put a ring around your dick. Even if it was painful, if they was like, look,
get the fuck out of
if they was like, look, you gotta stick this fucking little Nuva thing
no
in your urethra,
called a marble dog.
Would you
what
do
if,
it?
What
no
if they're way. Like, it's an IUD for men. We put it in your ass. This it goes around it. Your prostate. Would you do it,
Ian? You just want something in your ass.
Yeah,
Ian, it feels good.
I'll take your word for
the
it.
The men's butthole is the G spot.
I bet it
men.
Is.
Yo, my friend in I'll Denver always it. Says that, and I'm sick of hearing it.
I'm sure
it.
It's true. I'm
okay,
sure.
Well,
fucking
that's
get over yourself and try it.
Shit in a booty hole.
All right, deal.
I don't like shit in my
oh,
booty.
Oh, wait, what about
I
the
like
dude?
Shit with my booty.
What about the guy who killed the fucking his doctor because his doctor made him come? Did you hear about this?
No.
What?
Y'all hear about this
I
shit?
I did. I tried getting it on another one of my shows.
Wait,
so real talk, somewhere in America, only in America, a man killed his doctor because he getting
a
prostate exam
yeah.
and he busted a nut while he was I'm not even making this shit up.
Asshole.
While getting a prostate exam, so he went home, got his gun, came back, premeditated.
I bet
back,
you I bet you
this
a white guy cuz
white or black.
No, I don't think he was even white.
I bet he was black cuz
I don't think he
homophobic.
Killed him. I think he just shot him.
He just
though.
Shot him. I say oh, I didn't mean kill him, but shot him. His intention was to kill.
Who's the most homophobic race?
Black people.
It's not
Hispanic.
Black people are the most acceptable.
What?
Ejected. Yo. See? During prostate exam.
Yeah,
told
orgasmed.
You.
Have you
wait,
ever met a
source?
Jamaican?
Have you ever been to a family barbecue?
Have
it.
Yeah.
There's always a little sweet one walking around.
Always.
And no one goes, get out of here, sweetie.
They just go,
get over here, whatever. Dante. It's always like some weird name like Anton, Dante. And they go, get
very,
over here, Dante.
Very gender fluid name.
Yeah.
Very gender fluid name.
We're open. We're the most open about that. But they didn't even. They just showed the guy with the gun.
Did they say what race he was?
He was white. That seems like a white guy.
It said from Florida,
like
so.
Oh, wow. Probably. Get your hand out my.
What was this?
He took my virginity.
I ain't no virgin no more. Well,
apparently, his girlfriend told the Bach Daily. That he was very homophobic. He hated homosexuals.
Yeah.
I knew that.
He
but shoot,
so
never thought. I never imagined he'd go that far.
Oh was the doctor gay?
No, the guy secretly was.
The doctor probably was in there like, yeah, I like that shit, don't you?
He felt like he got raped by the doctor. That's why he shot him.
That's because the doctor asked him to count how many fingers he had in front of his face while he was giving the prostate exam. How can I look at your fingers? Oh my God, I'm gay! That's a big finger, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually happened
wait,
in America.
Wait, after
you made him come.
Wait, after this guy came, yeah. after he came, yeah. he looked at the doctor and said, "You need to apologize."
The doctor was like, "For what? You didn't like that? Free of charge."
He went home with cum in his underwear.
You should charge $100 for that shit.
He loaded a gun with dry cum in his underwear and then went back with his little cum dick and shot him. This is all cum everywhere.
Wait. Can we get a little darker though? What would you do if your doctor giving you a prostate exam?
Y'all niggas will never know. I would never know if I was there just a prostate exam and it's like I'm like,
did you
my
know?
Wife would be like, how was it? Did they find anything? Everything's cool.
They found.
What you mean? How it was?
I yeah. found something about myself. Uh-huh. Dude, milking the prostate takes so long. How long was that guy's hand up that guy's asshole?
That's what I'm saying. The wait, doctor wait, probably took advantage of
it. I mean, it was an exam. It was an exam.
I'm sorry. So. I don't want to delve too into this. I'm probably gonna get shit for asking this. And Ian, you're the only person I can ask for this. Can you come without
touching your own dick?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't want to. Like,
I never.
Can you come without?
I didn't want to be weird, but like, what is that process?
No,
what is that
have,
process?
You definitely can.
What do you mean? Can you come without like, touching your
like,
own dick?
Like you could have your hands up here, and if someone's milking your prostate, it can make you come.
Yeah.
Because the
yeah.
the
why not? Come is not like a. It's not required.
Yeah, the prostate,
yeah, but don't you have to like
you know that Kama Sutra shit?
Milk
Kama Sutra is the same way.
Know.
You can come without
touching.
I mean, it might
penis.
Not be like the fucking projectile shit yeah. that you would do if you were like, you know, had your hands on it. That's how you know that was... I had a but yeah, of course you can, like without question.
That's how
yeah,
the dude yeah. was. The dude probably had one
yeah,
of them.
Clearly
scary,
this guy.
He had one of them scary movie nuts where he shoots the doctor against the wall. Yo,
so anyway,
so
if that
you,
shit happened to me,
would you?
One, I'd have to tell my wife. Because, like, I mean, I just cheated on her. I literally just.
You're that's right, not man. Cheating.
How is it not cheating?
Because your intention wasn't.
So
what
cheating
it was.
Cheating is involves intent.
Yes.
So yeah, if you totally. Were if you're fucked up drunk and you cheat, and but you didn't know.
You're no, but
then
you're
that
still,
wasn't cheating?
Your still intention is drunk. But if
yeah.
you, okay, so then if you get a testicular exam from a doctor, are you cheating because someone's touching your balls? No.
So do what
you
is think, she? What is, I guess,
no, well, cheating raped. Has a both. Cheating is different. I feel like cheating, like a prostate exam with the fucking
yeah,
busting.
That's
the
a
nut,
medical procedure.
Cheating.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
like
yeah.
cheating is
fair,
when you
fair,
give
fair.
Time and your body to somebody
so
else.
That's a good point.
Do
it is
think,
intention. That's
right?
a great
do you
point.
Think now?
Point.
Do you think cheating is texting? And like flirting or sexing with someone
yeah.
else?
But to your point, yes, if it's
yeah.
intention.
Yeah, totally.
If it's
totally.
Intention.
So
yeah.
do you think that women bust nuts during their vaginal exam?
No.
No, I've never
I don't
heard
think
of
that
a woman coming from a pap smear.
That a woman's in there like, yeah, I like it rough.
I don't think
no.
that
take them.
It'd have to be like the hottest doctor in the world who is doing more than he should.
I don't yeah. think a,
otherwise,
there,
no.
A Russian doctor with
it?
A metal rod.
I mean, I am not a woman,
really
so I can't speak for that process specifically, but I would imagine no woman.
I want to call my wife and ask.
Oh, my gosh.
But she's at
do
work.
It.
She gonna
do
be,
it.
She ain't going to do it. She's going to be like, why are you calling me?
If I call my wife right now, she'd fucking yell at me.
Yeah, she'd be like, what?
Are you fucking kidding me, Jarrett?
That's so funny.
I mean, I could try. But how much time we got?
We got.
Have you put your wife on the spot minutes. Like that to be like, "Hey, have you ever come from a pap smear?"
I wouldn't ask
she'd
her.
So
if she
by
ever
the
come.
Way, you're on air.
But she
you're on
to,
air, babe.
But she has to give vaginal exams, and I'm like, "Do you like?
Have you ever gotten a hard on when the doctor looks
it.
At your balls or gives you a physical?"
Well, I have a female doctor.
No,
so
have I.
Yes.
So then you would never a woman.
I'm at least half chub when I go see
you
my
could,
doctor.
You could ask if they ever got
what?
I've
real
had,
talk.
I've had some
soft
really
cases.
Hot
talked,
nurses.
We talked
dude.
About
I'm
that on the episode.
Dancing.
My wife asked nurses. Me. My wife was like, "Babe, when you go to the doctor, do you like fluff up? Do you chub up?" And I'm like, "Well, it sometimes it yeah. depends."
I mentally makes. I want it to be like at least half mass.
You gotta flop
yeah.
it around like
yeah,
three
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
Question.
I might not physically do anything, but I'm at least trying to make sure that, you know.
What about yeah. getting a massage?
I got some respect.
What do you mean?
Is that cheating?
Getting a massage no. at a pilot? Oh. Parlor?
No. Fluffing for a massage. Is that inappropriate?
Why?
Are you
going to
get
you
getting
laying
a
on your
a
stomach?
Happy ending. Is that what you're saying? Is a happy
like
ending
a happy
inappropriate?
Ending massage?
No.
Like a regular massage.
Oh, do you fluff before a massage?
No, because they're not going to see you naked because they're, yeah. like, when they massage your bottom.
Hey, look,
no,
I'm going to tell you something.
Can we
wait, when you get a massage.
I had a massage recently.
You're supposed
I'm
to keep
so
a
much
towel
trouble
on
right
and
now.
Stuff.
Oh, damn, I'm getting
you take
say
a towel
it.
You get a full naked massage?
Oh, God, please don't get me in trouble for this. Look. Yes, you get a full naked massage when you get a full body massage.
I keep my drawers on.
No, you take your drawers off. You ain't get a real massage then, man.
Dude, it's worth it.
I got a real massage.
I go to the oil Chinese.
And then your underwear goes on it. Ugh.
Yeah, no, take that shit off. Yeah. I got a real massage in the Maldives.
Yeah.
At, I'm not going to shout them out. Unless I can get a discount. Anyway, at a real resort, villa, fancy shit in the Maldives. Yeah. And we got a couple's massage.
Yeah.
Fully naked, both of us. Uh-huh. And did I fluff before? Fucking right. I wasn't walking out there looking like,
amen.
What?
Thank you.
Wait, you so walk out with them front? Seeing it? Nah. You don't cover yourself?
You have a towel on, but guess what? You see what I'm working with under this
towel. I tell them to turn around.
Meat.
Oh, my God.
I tell them, dude, what? You here for me? I tell nobody, turn around for what?
Even when I know that I'm getting jerked off, I still make them turn around.
Look,
first of all, they're not around. Like, I never had a fancy massage like that. Yeah. I go to, like, me and my wife, we go to, like, the Chinese John's or whatever, and you get your own little booth, and they massage you, but I still keep my underwear on.
No, so here's the real massages. You go to, like, a locker room first. You're supposed to shower.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, like, put on
and
their
you wear,
shit.
Like, a robe.
Oh, see, I never
they
did
give you
that.
Their shits, and then you go out, and they're like, all right, we're going to hold the towel now. You go ahead and lay down, so we're not going to look at your junk.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
We're not going to look at your junk. We're going to hold the towel for you, and then you lay down.
I was half mass at least. Damn.
Fuck out of here. In case they ask me to turn around.
I went with
this motherfucker, like, I'm half mass during the search, nigga.
Dude, I went upstate.
I'm like, hold on, give me a moment. All right, do your thing.
I went upstate to get, we went away to like a bed and breakfast for the weekend, and we went and got couples massage, and we had to go into our lockers, put our, you know, robes on, and then go to like a waiting area.
Yeah.
And we're waiting there for a while, and I'm like, you know, like whipping my dick out. Like, you know, I like open the towel, and I'm like, you're getting sleepy. Like, I'm hypnotizing. And then we realize there's a fucking camera right on us, and I'm sitting there like smacking my dick
around.
You gotta
imagine, they see this shit every fucking day.
Oh my
God. Come on.
That's so fucking funny.
That's occupational hazard.
And they're just, look at this dickhead. Look at him.
Look at this.
We got another one. We got another helicopter, man.
I know, it's just helicopter.
It happens.
Around.
It happens.
Yeah. Dope.
Helicopter in booth 4.
Sorry, what?
So there's like helicopter in booth 4.
I was like, just take.
He's a little overzealous.
Yeah.
Ten more minutes. He's gonna give up.
He'll wear himself out.
Yeah, make him wait. Make him wait.
Dude,
he's too excited.
This is fun. This is a fun episode. We almost gotta go.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Damn. Great time.
It was good. Yeah.
Thank you, Anita. This is great.
Oh, me and Jared was talking about this. Jared, I don't know if you want to put that out there, but you're thinking about moving out of New York.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll put it out there.
He's thinking about moving out of New York.
How long have you been in New York?
Sure. I've been in New York, man.
He was the reason I moved in New York.
12 years.
He's been in 12. Wow. I moved up 2 years after you.
You did. Yeah. After like sleeping on my couch for like every weekend he could. No, but he was grinding though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he was grinding.
I knew New York.
So he had no New York because he was coming up all the time to like, and then it was like, nah, I got to fucking do it. And just pulled the trigger and he did it.
See, I should have stayed in Philly.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And that's the thing about this year. And it kind of like surmises a lot of like deeper thinking that I'm sure we're going to have, but it's like, you know, COVID has showed us a lot, right? Like relationship shit with Dylan. Unfortunately, you don't have to deal with the FTB.
No, we live in life. Raw dog for life. Woo!
But it also shows that, like, I wonder what, like, corporations are going to be like that everyone's working from home right now.
Yeah.
Once, like, you going to get me back in a fucking office again? Like, for what? Yeah. Like, why am I going there anymore? And I say that to say that the reason you're in New York is for the opportunity to, like, work and thrive here. But if you during this year have been able to move and have a work from home job or something remote or whatever and still make your money, then why the fuck am I paying the price to be here if I don't have to be here?
Yeah.
So that is my contemplating. Again, I love New York 12 years. I feel like I'm a New Yorker more than a Philadelphian. And I know that's kind of blasphemous, but like I became an adult here. You know what I mean?
Same.
Like I like made it here. So like I know Philly, but I don't really know Philly. You know, I knew Philly as a kid.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm contemplating leaving because it's like, yo, my money can go so much further. You know, there's people that got like $800, $900 mortgages.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? If I could take my check and have a $900 mortgage, motherfucker, we balling out. PS5 for everybody.
Especially if you're planning on having kids.
But not right now.
You heard them first.
Especially if you're going to have kids, you're like, do I want to raise them in this fucking house?
The thing is, like, I don't want a house. I want the condo life, and there's not that many places you can go where to get like a condo.
Oh, what do you mean? Because
I don't want
everywhere now.
I don't want a fucking house.
Delaware got condos.
I don't want
Philly got condos. Philly got condos. Maryland got condos. Almost every metropolitan city has condos.
I'm trying,
and they're going to be a third, if not a fifth, of the price of New York.
It ain't this.
You know what a New York condo costs you? I know. Over $1 million.
I know.
For like a one bedroom studio condo. I know. You'll get the fuck out of here.
Yo, I wanna move out of New York. I'm like torn because I kinda wanna move out of New York, but I can't leave New York until I experience one of them fucking fly ass New York.
You need a doorman.
Condos.
You need a good morning, sir.
Yeah.
You need that shit. I need that because
I told that was always one of my goals. I need that for at least, I would say, 3 years. 3 years, maybe four. And then I'm like, all right, that's done. I know what it is.
Man, where I'm like, man, I would just love like a place at the beach.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know.
See, I don't really, I'm black. I don't really fuck with the beach like that. Yeah. So, like, I'm good. Do you fuck with the beach?
No. And my wife loves the beach, and she's always trying to get me to go. I'm like, that's too much sand. You get sand in your fucking eye.
Give me an hour.
That's why you get a little hose outside your place to spray yourself.
That's too much work.
That's just too much.
Yo, give me a pool, bro.
To fucking get drunk in the sun?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's like, oh, God, have a little shack you like run.
Dude, the only thing that New York has working against it for me right now is... I never realized how dirty New York was until like COVID.
Yeah.
And now I'm out in the street and there's no one in the streets and New York is still fucking dirty, dude.
There's trash and
dog shit everywhere.
Except the train. The subway's fucking clean as hell.
Yeah, the subway's clean.
Nigga, I was here. A homeless dude sat next to me and laid down with the bottom of his sneakers gone. His feet were just out. He was just Flintstone.
He was Toph from Avatar: Last Airbender.
Yeah,
he was airbending trash and shit.
Dude, yesterday this shit happened.
I talk
to
Avatar
yesterday.
On the show all the time.
Big cartoon fan. I'm over.
Yeah, I don't.
No
like
one ever indulges my Avatar. So.
What? You don't like Avatar? Last Airbender, Avatar.
I watch it. I tried to watch it. That shit.
One of the best written cartoons ever.
Dude, just get through the first like three episodes.
Yeah,
I couldn't. I hate when people go, if you just get through.
Yes, and it's one of the best written cartoons ever.
That's like a prostate exam. Just get through the little bit of uncomfortable, and then you're gonna come.
Dude, yesterday there was a storm, right? Today is Monday. For the people who are listening, this episode comes out on the Wednesday. So there was a storm in New York yesterday. It hit some places harder than other places. Some people lost power or whatever.
It was windy as hell.
Yeah, around my way, we were fine. I got home, my cat was like right by the door, and I'm like, what the fuck? Are you trying to run away? And she wouldn't leave the door. So I was like, what the fuck is on the opposite side of the door? Maybe there's a ghost or some shit? Because I'm like, cats see that shit. Like, cats supposed to fight off spirits. Mm-hmm. I opened the door to see what it is. It's a fucking gigantic ass water bug.
Oh!
Trying to get into the
apartment.
Also,
Philly thing. That's a cockroach.
That's a fucking. Water bugs and cockroaches are two different things.
Yeah, that's a roach, buddy.
That's the same thing.
No. A water bug and a cockroach.
Water bug is a Philadelphia word for a big ass fucking roach that comes
in. In the insect world, a roach is smaller. A cockroach is smaller.
A cockroach.
Water bugs are bigger. Water bugs are fucking huge. Water bugs are like, bring it up. A water bug is like a fucking inch, dude. A cockroach is small.
Cockroach.
A fucking water bug. Look at that shit, nigga. A fucking water bug look like Vin Diesel.
Water bugs
versus that's the
cockroach.
Rock in Kevin Hart right there, nigga.
God damn.
If a roach come, I'll flick it. A fucking cockroach was waiting. That shit had frog legs, nigga. I smashed it with my shoe and the fucking legs just went flying. And I was sitting there like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of there.
But then I'm like, nah, fuck that. I ain't gonna let some water bug chase me out.
Yeah, I hear you.
It was waiting.
That sounded so racist.
It was waiting to get in. It was
fucking
waiting
water
by
bugs.
The door, waiting to get in. And my cat was like there, like,
situation.
Motherfucker, yeah, I dare you to come in here.
I'll say this, like, living in Harlem has its negatives and its positives. Some of the negatives are, like, you walk down the street, you're gonna see a homeless man pee on the side of the street. So it's like, you're gonna see...
Some of them ain't even homeless. You just
some of them ain't homeless. Some of them just got out of the bar and they're doing it, right? So there's negatives. But I will say that there are days, specifically two weeks ago, when the whole election was official.
Uh-huh.
Well, at least as official as we can call it for now until all the fucking lawsuits and shit.
Jubilation,
and it was like, Biden, Harris and shit. Yeah. Harlem was live. Yeah. Like, live in a very positive, good spirit. You felt
very
like,
positive. COVID
you felt
positive.
Like the world. You felt like the world, like, you felt the sigh of relief that our country needed. You know what I mean? And like, and being in that atmosphere was great. You know what I mean? Like, oh, man. Then it was like, in that moment, and you're like, fuck, I can't leave Harlem. Mm. And then the next week, you're like,
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start clapping for the nurses at 7 p.m. again.
We stopped
that's
that.
That's what we need.
That ended like 2 months in. It was like, fuck
it. Was everyone was proof like, we get it.
It wasn't genuine.
We get it.
It wasn't genuine, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But now it stops and everyone's miserable and everyone's like, the winter's coming. It's so dark.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these motherfuckers still got to go to work.
We need a clap. Yeah. We need something. Dude, I'm reading horror stories in the hospitals of what's going on. Yeah. You know?
Dude.
I mean, we're climbing again, man.
I know.
Shit's getting real again.
What they need now more than ever is claps.
It's claps.
Yeah.
Not the clap, Dylan.
Yeah.
Would you go to Jersey? I was looking. The only person, only other place I would go, and I was looking, and my wife was kind of against it because she was like, Jersey floods too much. I'm like, we're on a fucking island. Everything is going to flood.
Yeah.
This New York is going to be gone. She's from Queens, so that's why she's kind of like, she was ready to go. She's ready to go. She's like, I've been here my whole life. I'm trying to be out, and I'm holding her here.
Wait, where does she want to go, though?
She what she bring up?
No, South Florida,
she brought up
Boca.
Brooklyn is ideal.
That's
Brooklyn
not even is, leaving.
I know, but that's the only
what
New York.
That's another borough.
Like, that's the Gardens, only. That's the like only. Where's the? I think where's Spike Lee's studio at?
Greenpoint.
That's that address? Point.
No.
40 acres in the mule. You know the area,
but you've Brooklyn been, for people who don't even know New York.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
So it's either that's the only other New York part, and then the rest is like, she's like, maybe we can work in, maybe we can look at Connecticut. I'm like, I'll never live in Connecticut. Ever in my
CT's
life
not
will
that
I
bad.
Ever
CT's
go
not
to
bad.
Connecticut.
My ex's sister lives in Connecticut. It's a half hour drive away.
That's not convincing me. I don't know
what
that
part of Connecticut? Greenwich?
I will never
rich-ass white town.
Move to Connecticut. I'll probably move to the rural parts of PA before Connecticut.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to save a lot of money that way. But yeah. I will say this. It'll be cheaper to get your 3-year doorman luxury condo in Jersey than it'll be in New York. Depending
on
where
I want
that
in New York, and then I will go to Jersey. I will go to Jersey to get
what do you
like
want? You want that or kids?
How come I can't have both?
I mean, because you can't have... What are you going to have, a 3-bedroom condo? You can't afford that. You can't afford that.
I won't. Like, you don't know.
I know you can't afford that.
Yeah. Look,
that
I'm
is
talking
so
about
fucking
not
expensive.
Right now.
You're talking like $3.5 million, look, like at look, least.
Well, you let him call you out like that?
No.
What the hell?
I'm not trying to play him.
$3.5 million.
No.
At all. Not
if he
close.
Had that, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
None of us
I wouldn't
be here,
doing this cop podcast.
I know.
We're in a basement.
We'll be doing this shit at my house if I had $3 million fucking dollars.
We'd be in Rose's living room right now.
Yeah, we'd be like, look, welcome to my living room. I would Kevin Hart that shit.
Yeah. Why not? Shit.
Man, fuck out of here. But it's a matter if I know I'm gonna be filthy rich. But when I do, I want to have my splurge moment. Okay. Even if it's with my kid. And yeah, I actually want to have my kid have a splurge moment so I can be like, look, all that other shit was irresponsible. I did it just so I can get it out of my system.
So you want them to see you be irresponsible?
Absolutely, because then they know I'm human.
Then man, they're gonna know you're human anyway.
That's
you're gonna fart.
Perfect.
You're gonna fart and burp and curse, and you're gonna do all the
look,
things.
Here are the things I want
that
I
we
want,
love about Monroe Martin.
You have to love it.
Freedom Dairy.
I want. My
you don't even have to anymore. It's gotten to the point where
I know.
I'm dying over
here. Pizza and it's done.
I know how to do that shit on command now. I want my Hummer EV. I want my
so clean.
Hummer
that
fucking
so clean.
EV. With a 3-bedroom condo.
You know, let's speak that shit into existence. Let's go.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Let's put that out there in
Hummer,
the universe.
If you're watching this marketing team for Hummer, get Monroe an EV. He is
the
perfect
size
for
that
vehicle.
You're
going to
be the last person with a Hummer because everyone's so against.
No, this is a full electric.
Fully electric.
This
fully
is
electric.
Fully electric.
Yeah, let's put Ian on right now. Wow. Fully electric.
And we can't play the video because I don't want to fuck up my chances of having this monetized because
yeah,
that's
that.
My Hummer money. Full electric, all-wheel steering.
Yep.
If you can
what do they
drive
call it? Optional
this,
steering or some shit?
You can drive this bitch diagonally.
You can, yes.
If
can
you were
crawl,
stuck in a car, you can fucking turn your back wheel. You can turn your back wheel and then drive sideways and then pull off.
It's some futuristic Hummer shit, bro.
Get the fuck out of here.
Some massage
seat. Yeah, all cars have massage seats now. Fucking... Yeah. Full,
and
like,
it can fit his big ass.
Yes, and it has a fucking, and the hydraulics lift up, so if you're like stuck in the snow or whatever, you can lift the car up and pull off.
What?
There's a camera on the bottom, so if you hit somebody, you can see that nigga.
Yeah, this is the best advertisement Hummer's gotten.
Oh my God.
So Hummer, come through with that vehicle.
Come through with that
ASAP.
The only thing I would take off that Hummer is I hate pickups. I don't. Oh, I'm yeah, like, the, I don't. They don't need that shit.
The back cabin.
They don't need that back cabin. Turn that bitch into a gigantic ass hatchback or something.
Add
an extra row. Like, get rid of that motherfucker.
See, like there, you good. Just put a
You need something that big, though?
Yeah, nigga.
He's 6'5".
Yo.
No, I mean long.
See,
and
I
long.
Hate when it's my dream, and you trying to get me to compromise and be.
Ian, what are we really talking about now?
And irrational in my dream, about? Dude. Exactly. Come on, man.
It just means I don't believe in myself.
Dude, if you holding yourself back in your
Monroe's
fantasies,
not even listening.
I'm not. If you holding yourself back in your fantasies, fuck that. Yeah. I want that car, dude. Yeah. I want that. And at first, I wanted a Tesla.
See, but that's the thing. You like cars, I believe, because you're from Philly. So you're from a car area. You know, like people who are from New York barely got licenses.
Yeah.
They don't even like cars.
Yeah, dude.
I rode a subway train to myself.
I like cars and I like tech. And those two combined.
Clearly, I like cars and tech.
Dude, I'm like, come the fuck on, man. Yeah, get out of here. I always wanted the Tesla Model X.
With the
Falcon fucking doors and shit, but I'm seeing too many people get them. Mm. I seen somebody with that shit with a fucking bike rack on top. I'm like, you fucking up that car, dude.
My two favorite brands are still Porsche and Aston Martin. So if I'm I can't fit in none of them motherfuckers. Yes, you can. You can
fit
in a Cayenne.
I can't fit in a fucking
Porsche.
I don't think you could fit in
you
a
can fit
Ferrari.
In
I can't fit
no,
in none
not a
of them shit.
No. You can fit in a Cayenne, though. I guarantee it.
Dude.
Trust me.
He couldn't fit in that.
In a Cayenne?
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Would it be fun to see him drive around a Miata?
No, or one of those smart cars?
Nah, I've never been.
The Mini Coopers.
His knees are up at his shoulders.
Being my size, I've never had the luxury of being comfortable in like a passenger seat. You got leg room, but you're not really like comfy. And that's why I'm like, I'm starting to lean towards the truck. If I can't get that.
You can. No, we're not going to speak that.
I'm
going to
get it, but
get it.
Even before I get that, I'm like trying to, I'm saving up for a car now. I want an Armada. I want a fucking Nissan Armada.
I would love to see you
drove
pull
that
up.
Shit to fucking
huge.
Yeah.
I'd love
to
see you pull up to your condo board meeting in a fucking huge ass Hummer.
And they go, yes.
You know, you're head of the board.
You're a rapper. You're a rapper.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. They'll be like, oh, you have any albums out?
You don't even need to. You drive in sideways just to stone on them.
Dude, that shit is beautiful, man. But. Yeah. I need that splurge year. Have you had your splurge year yet?
I've had splurges for sure. But my fear
your splurge, like your dream splurge. You had that already?
No. Not my Hummer.
Yeah.
My $3 million condo thing. But my fear with doing it in front of the kids is that my biggest fear with having kids is having. My biggest fear with the kid thing because I just got married this year, so it's like a real thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, thank you. It's like kids and shit. Maybe. But my biggest fear is raising little pretentious asshole, don't deserving kids. And if you out here splurging,
they see you.
They're going, what the fuck? How you gonna teach them how to
get?
Where is my brand new car, Dad?
But you gotta be able to talk to them. You gotta be able to be like, look, here's why I can do this because I work.
They don't care.
And then you look at your kid and see that they want something. You want to make them happy,
and then I go like this.
Do it.
I'm gonna look them in the eye.
And then all your fucking conviction goes out the window because you want to make your little baby happy.
I'm gonna go. I'm looking in the
eyes. Let you have a little girl. She can do whatever.
When they be like, yo,
fucking
how come I can't get this? I'm like, cause you ain't work for it.
Yeah, right.
And then I'm gonna back out the driveway sideways
and crush their toys and shit. Like,
yeah.
No, yes, I want to spoil the fuck out of my kids. What's the point of having a kid if you ain't gonna spoil them? It's just your job to balance that out by teaching them morals and teach them that stuff ain't more important than human life, and then teach them to value human life.
But you only can teach them that through suffering. I don't think anyone's really
learned
how
to. That's not true. You can't teach people that. That's a misconception that suffering is the fucking key to.
Mother of humility?
No, it's not.
It's a fertilizer for growth.
No, it's not.
You said hate?
Pain.
Oh, pain.
No, we just accepted that shit. You can grow with any emotion. You can grow. You can take any moment to fucking grow. All
right. Mm-hmm. That's
you
fair.
Just got, yeah.
That's
so fair. All that shit, like, nah,
no, but you learn from mistakes. Fair. Like, if you look at any sport, there's a reason why they study film.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting paid millions of dollars to go, like, play basketball or football, but you split second decisioning. Yeah. I'm just saying, I've thought about these kind of things, and it's just like.
It's a real thing I think about because you have
it
to.
It is.
Fit.
It really is.
But wait. To Ian's point,
there's other
I think,
teachable. I'm saying that, like, to think that struggle is the only way to be human, to teach somebody to be human is fucking false.
I will still stand on that sentiment. I think struggle is the only way, but the word struggle, I just have to find a way to evolve, right? Like they have to find through struggles that are not as painful as maybe my struggles were, right?
Yeah.
Like you talk about sports, right? Like you got to go shoot from the three line. Oh, well, I can make it from the fucking free throw. No, go to the fucking three line. You have to learn. You know what I mean?
But that's
one specific thing about sports, but like in everything, like you're going to have to
learn I think rich kids, the thing is they dodge challenges.
Yes.
Like I will say, and listen, I understand where the fuck I'm come from. Upper middle class. Like my dad started a business. My dad's Israeli, all these things. Money puts you in a position where if you fuck up, and I know this, you have a safety net.
Yeah.
And like that's one thing I will say is like rich kids always.
There's nothing wrong with that though.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Because I don't plan on becoming like unsuccessful.
Exactly.
That was my plan, but Jill made me change it. So now I have to stay successful I was gonna give it all up when I had kids.
Yeah.
We was gonna go back to the hood with that shit. And then I was gonna became adult. That's dumb.
Yeah.
And Jill
Here's why Dylan just proved my point. Yeah, you know, my dad, this, I grew up, that, blah, blah, blah. You still have work ethic.
No.
Right.
I really do agree with you.
Exactly. You still have work ethic.
But my struggle, I'm being real with you. Like, from my point of view is, I knew from a young age, I'm the youngest of three. My older brother is 8 years older than me. I always knew my brother was going to be the Padawan for the business. I always knew he was.
That was his thing.
Yes. Yeah. And I knew I had to find my thing.
Yeah.
My dad and I are very similar, but he was really hard on me as a kid.
Yeah.
So like when I say that, I mean more like my mom was the spoiler.
Yeah.
And my dad was the, you don't get shit. Like literally shit.
Well, that's going to be my wife.
And you need that.
My wife already talked about beating our kids.
What if you.
She already talked about beating it. She went, I'm going to beat it. And I'm like, no.
She said
whatever we have, just know I'm a bit, because I don't agree in that. I don't agree that
you don't agree in beating kids?
I don't.
Well, I don't
Monroe.
Either.
I don't. You've never heard me talk about that.
Ooh.
I've always said that.
Ooh.
I've never, ever.
Wait, you agree with
I don't.
I'm going to beat my kid. Yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah.
We've had this conversation.
I can't do it.
My dad beat me. A beating is different from popping.
Well, okay. I don't mean.
I don't
want to
hit my kid.
I'm not talking like.
To prove that. Like, there's other things that you can fucking do to a kid. Not, I don't know, because now that sounds fucked up. But there's other ways that you can, like, chastise a kid.
You know, mentally fuck them up?
No, because if you hit them, now you're just getting you. Now
they
you're
desensitized.
It is. Yeah.
Remember, I get my ass whooped, and now I just learn how to take an ass whooping.
Yep.
Yeah.
I still was
the
bad.
The threat is more powerful than the actual
execution. You accept the punishment.
Yeah, you gotta keep it as a threat.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, now I learn how to take your punches.
But at the same time, I'm not gonna be one of these parents out here letting their kids talk to them any kind of way. Oh hell,
and that's
we in the street. My kid talk up. You're not getting your toy.
Aside from
no,
like
you
when,
can threaten it.
When
beat
that
your kid
happens,
up.
Yeah, but then eventually
you
got to
step up.
Threat.
You got to step up.
Eventually, the kid knows a way,
and that's why he has Michelle.
And then
she's stepping the fuck up.
Michelle
yelling,
is going to be the one that beat the shit out of him.
And it's like I really struggle.
She wanted
with
to
that.
Beat my nephew.
Yeah, he might have needed it. That's good.
She was like, if I could, I'm like, you can't.
I don't even know if I want kids, but I if I had a child, I don't like. I don't know. How do you not get annoyed and just be like, stop?
Yeah,
how do you not do that? I don't know.
What do you,
how do you not do that?
Spray it in the face with a water bottle like a cat?
Something.
Look,
I'll tell you this. No one has really figured it out, right? Like, generationally, we're better now than our parents' upbringing and our great grand.
Because also, it's like, what's better? A smack or like emotional abuse of like your
Derek ain't never get
or like,
beat.
I'm going out for cigarettes.
Yeah,
and never
Derek talks about
you're disappointing.
Derek talks about never getting beat. I feel like he's a fine human being. Minus, you know, a couple of things. But Derek,
we love
but
Derek.
Derek,
love,
Derek
we, love Derek. We Derek.
It kept Derek out of jail. He's not fucking.
But I'm sure he
mean?
Had other struggles, though, right? Like
yeah,
he,
but well, he was
but
he was raised by his mom
like,
and shit.
So much love and
yeah, but that's because but
that's
his mom.
That's
he talks
point.
About it,
that's
but his
point.
Mom. Yeah, but his
why
his mom? His mom struggled. He didn't. His mom took,
but he learned through struggle, even if it wasn't his own personal. He experienced struggle.
He didn't. Well, when you talk to Derek, financial struggle, no. He grew up in a house. He grew up gifted, being gifted things, and he started to value those things. And when he had bad behavior, he wouldn't get those things.
Yeah.
So he went. hey, if I do the right thing, then I will be blessed with stuff that I enjoy. And if I don't, it'll be taken away from me.
Listen, there's a reason why there are hundreds of books on child development.
I know.
And I bet you he's going to hit your kid with one of them books.
There's no one answer. There's no
one answer.
That's
why I don't want to have kids, because I don't have to read all of it.
One of the books just say, use this book.
Yeah, it's like step one, hit this nigga with the corner of it.
And I'm sure every kid is different, is going to need his own thing. And that shit, to your point, terrifies the fuck out of me. But like, that's a real thing to like, she says she wants it, then like, yo, I'm going to have to just prepare and plan and educate. I'm 34.
Yeah.
You got beat growing up, right? Did you?
I got beat growing up.
How do you feel about it? You feel like it made you
see,
a decent person?
Hit. You got hit. Maybe not beat.
Nigga, he grew up in Wilmington. He got beat.
You got disciplined physically.
No. He's white trash. He got beat. Did you get beat?
Look, man.
Look.
We've been on the show for like an hour.
Ian is white trash. Like, he grew up white trash. He's not white trash now. He's a sophisticated gentleman.
He's had
but you got beat, Ian.
Yeah.
Exactly. Did you get hit or did you get beat?
I got whooped.
Did you get beat?
I think the answer to that question is yes.
So did
like mom would come down, whatever she had in her
do
hands.
Do you feel
was
like
all
it?
You.
Do you feel like it made you a better person?
It made me. I don't know about a better person, but did it help to make me who I am? Yes.
Could she have done that with? Could
I be me without my mom who's willing to whoop your ass? No.
So wait, your mom,
you see me get beat.
Nigga, your mom almost tried to beat us.
I don't know why you asking me that. See me get beat, and you almost caught those hands too.
I know.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, my mom is 5'2", will whoop your ass.
Yo.
She's a little woman who would fight. Because she had to raise boys. She raised 2 6-foot-tall black boys.
God, and his friends were tall too. And me and Daryl almost got our ass whooped by
that. And I got it for all three of y'all because y'all were fucking laughing.
This was back when we was like 14. We was in the back of a car.
Oh my God, I'll
never forget this. She was taking us to
one of those high school parties.
One of those high school parties that like
the gym somewhere.
Shit at the gym. And it was like a bad storm, and there was like ice all over the road.
And this is how we knew Monroe was gonna be a comedian. We're talking 14 years
and
old.
She's like, and she's driving slow as hell. She's driving slow.
Talking like 15 into 25 or something.
Yo,
like
just
half the
fucking
speed.
Cruising, golf cart speed.
And by it's winter, but it's not snowing. There's no precipitation coming down.
What did she say?
By the way,
what did she say?
Actually, it was them in the back seat talking shit. I'm in the front seat, obviously, my mom. So they're in the back seat talking shit. And Minoru goes, "Damn, I think these bikes are going faster than us." Right? And then just little side shit. And I'm kind of laughing. And all of a sudden, my mom just like wants to like give a reason for why she's going slow. She goes, "No, well, y'all don't even know. There's black ice out here." And I'll never forget. Monroe goes, "I mean, there's black ice, but what about the biracial ice?" And literally, all three of us, me, Daryl, Rowe, start cracking up laughing. And my mom started throwing the hands. Yeah. Just like,
shut the fuck up.
One hand on the wheel, one hand just punching and uppercutting, like whatever she could do. And I'm just taking it, and still laughing.
That shit is funny. Yes. I remember
I'll never forget biracial.
This is when you used to live by Broad and Alleyne. And like, I forgot what you did. We was all playing games. We was playing video games in your living room. And I don't know, like, what the fuck you said. But you said something. She walked away and came back with a broomstick. And then you just went, no.
Because she was. Listen, I'll never forget. My sister and I.
But you think that made you a better person?
Hell yeah. My sister and I were like, you know, watching TV too late at night, roughhousing. Yeah. And one thing you don't do is fuck with my mom and her job. Don't fuck with her being late. Oh my gosh. Like, she don't play that shit. Mm-hmm.
So
it was late at night, and we were like, I don't know. I want the remote. Arguing over it, right? Mom, this is real shit. My mom comes downstairs. This is maybe 1 a.m. Naked. Fully naked in the summer. With a broomstick.
Yo.
And starts whooping my ass.
Dude.
Butt naked. And I'm laughing and also embarrassed, covering like, "Mom, what are you doing?" And she's, "Don't make me late up here." And don't worry, my sister got no work. She got no hands. Yeah. She didn't hit her not once. Yeah. I got all the whipping for it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my mom didn't play that shit, and she didn't care.
See, I don't want to put
no shame.
The,
no
it's
shame.
Hilarious stories, but I don't want to put my kid through that shit. Exactly. And I know my wife is going to, like, she wants to beat the cat.
Yeah, but that's a great story. But now your kid's going to be like, I remember one time I was driving and I got my PS5 taken away.
No, yeah, you got
they
it.
Need more than that. They need more than
that. The consequence has to match the thing because people beat their kids for stupid shit. I used to get smacked upside my head for dumb shit. Stop chewing too loud.
That's different.
Stop
that's
this.
Different.
And then
that's
I'm like, what the fuck? That ain't gonna help.
And I will say
my grandmother bloodied my nose one time.
My mom never bit me till I bled. She never broke skin.
My grandma, like I love my grandma. My grandma got hands. I was like fucking 8 years old. Me and my sister were in the back of the car. And I'm like reading signs. When you're driving, and I know that shit is annoying, you know what I mean? I'm like reading signs out loud. I'm like, oh, Celino and Barnes. Oh, this, that, everything. I'm just reading everything. And she just go, we get it. Stop it. Stop. You don't have to read everything out loud. And I said some slick ass comment, like, I don't know, listen to you, or something like that. And she heard me. She, without turning around.
No hesitation.
She didn't even turn around. It's like she fucking sized me up through the rearview mirror because she was driving. And I was sitting on the other side. I wasn't sitting directly behind her. I was sitting like on the other side in the back seat. Mm-hmm. She reaches back and go boop right in my fucking nose. Nose starts bleeding. And I'm like, she's like, shut up and take it. And
damn.
Oh my God.
Okay,
my
so that's not whooping. That's beating.
And I don't think it didn't make me a better person.
See,
no,
but that's
it just
different,
made me
though.
Scared to read.
That shit ain't never happened.
I'm just sitting there like,
So,
my fucking nose starts bleeding.
You get PTSD
grandma,
when you look at a map.
And my grandma now, I tell her about it and she laughs. She's like, you're probably being disrespectful.
Yeah.
She's
still
an
alive?
Angel.
She's still here, She still looks great.
She still,
my grandma. She's at the wedding last year.
Yeah, do both legs and all that shit. My grandma don't fuck around.
Yeah.
My grandma beat the shit out of me one time.
She looks very young. Grandma looks very young.
Because I threw a piece of fucking grapefruit in the trash. Because we was eating, it was my cousin and me, and we were sitting at the table, and my cousin put some shit on a grapefruit, and I thought it was like sugar, but it was salt. So I was like, all right, I'll try it. I put it, and that shit was disgusting. So I tossed it in the trash, but I fucking put other trash on top of it.
So you try to hide it.
To hide it. It's time for me to go to bed. I'm going to bed. I took a shower and all that shit. I'm about to lay down. She comes upstairs with the fucking trash bag and the grapefruit and like, you like to throw food away? Huh? And then fucking whoop my ass over some grapefruit, nigga.
Oh my God.
Grapefruit.
So there are things you can and can't.
Exactly.
I don't think I ever got random beatings, but my mom, I probably shouldn't say this. My mom did break my finger once. Not like intentional. And like
she fucking broke it. You want
to come here, little motherfucker?
She made you give her a prostate.
Yeah, that's that real torture shit.
Yeah.
Is your mom Italian?
No, white Jewish from New Jersey, and my dad's Israeli. And long story short, I was being bad. I was being a fucking shitty kid, and I was at the time I'm getting like taller. I'm growing. I'm in like middle school, and my mom's small, you know, Jewish woman, and. I don't know why my family has this thing about like putting your arm behind your back and just making you like submit until like, it fucking hurts.
Krav Maga shit.
Yeah, like, I don't know why my brother and my dad always, my dad's also in the army. He just put your hand behind your back.
Yeah.
She went to like try to do that, but like grab my finger and like pull. And then she like, I couldn't get it behind my back. So she like went above and then just, I'll never forget. I'm like this and I'm just fighting her.
Yeah.
And I just hear, and like, cause she just keeps twisting.
Yeah.
And I don't know if y'all can see in the camera. I have like two.
Oh, that shit's still bent.
Damn. Yeah, it is still bent.
Which finger is it?
It's my middle finger.
See? She broke your middle finger and it looks short.
Now
you got a little ass middle finger.
You can't flip people off no more. So I think
those dots are like two pins in my finger. And I will say, I went to my room, bro. I put my hand in some water and after like 3 hours, I was like, I think this is fucked.
Yeah.
And what'd she do afterwards?
Did she took you to the hospital.
No. Was it Gift City?
She didn't take you to the hospital?
No, this is the weird thing. No, so she took me to not hospital. What's the quick one?
Urgent care.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was my fault the entire time. And every time she was like, she said, because my parents are divorced, she was like, I swear, if your finger's broken, you're going to your dad. If your finger's broken, I'm sending you to your dad's. I'm like, bitch, you did this.
Damn.
Yeah.
See?
Well, you were fighting, though. You were resisting. You were resisting arrest.
So this is how it feels?
So what happened to you was deserving.
You were black for a little bit.
This is how it feels.
In that instance, you were black.
Yeah, yeah, but she broke the shit out of my finger. And then afterwards, I had like, I remember going to school, and there was like a moment before, I'll never forget this shit. The first day, we like never talked about it. And she looked at me, she's like, "What are you going to tell him?" I swear on my life.
She was like, "What's up? Was you and, snitching?"
Bro, she we're in the, bro, she looked at me, she goes, "So what are you going to tell him?" Yeah. And I was just like, "Shit, I fell skateboarding."
Damn. Yo, that's a good note. We're going to end on fucking this nigga being abused. Drop that music.
Mama, I love you. Hopefully you're not mad at me telling the stories. They're true. Same. So, I mean, it's not like I lied, but, you know.
Yeah, look.
I think that we learned there's a difference between
it's
like
our pain to talk about. My then, mom knows that. I always talk about. My mom respects it. Okay, she well, likes
it. My mom's going to have to get used
to
this.
Yeah, I'm like, look, I went through it. You did it.
We're
going to
get beat.
I'm going to make some money off of this shit.
I'm
going to
get beat for this.
Boom. Drop them lights, baby. Yeah, sorry. Play that music. You know it's our outro. Yeah.
Hit it.
This is the end of the podcast.
Unfortunately, I can't beatbox, so I can't help.
You don't need to beatbox. All you need to do is just give them your socials and tell them where they can find you.
But speak it smooth.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to hit you up for that PS5, so you might as well just
not drop your social at all.
Give your fake one. Right?
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Give me one first.
Follow me on MonroeMartinComedy.com and Martin, I on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Ian, you want to give it to him?
What you want to give him, Ian? Give it
to him. I want to tell him where to find me. You can find me online. Dylan got spanked in the hiney. That's how he broke his fingy. Was shoved up his bummy, but really got it hurt by mummy.
Follow
me on Instagram at ianimal69 and Ian Finance on Twitter, ianfinance.com.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jared. Drop that shit.
Jared at jetset_1 on Instagram. I don't use Facebook, and Twitter is actually Ask Jared on Twitter.
Yeah. And make sure y'all buy them t-shirts.
Hoodies.
Okay?
I got my hoodie on the way. I can't fucking
make
wait.
Make sure that you buy that
shit
hoodie.
Is fire.
That shit is limited like the COVID.
That purple joint selling
vaccine.
Out. I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah, Dylan made it.
Dylan, you made that shit?
Dylan.
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Dylan.
I gotta get one.
That shit's fire, bro. Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
I like the yellow too, but I just bought a yellow.
Dude, you gotta say that in a melodic way, nigga.
I like the yellow one too.
Yeah.
But I just bought a yellow hoodie.
Yo, see?
And my wife would whoop my ass.
We got a
let me know what get you
customer
one.
Right now. All
you're
right, everybody. So
you.
Make
very
sure y'all
satisfied.
Get those hoodies.
If you want to be satisfied,
yeah,
you get that hoodie.
Purple and yellow, that's the greatest colors.
Gender neutral.
Gender neutral.
Kobe Bryant.
Real niggas wear purple.
R.I.P. Kobe.
When they kill more blacks than black people.
Yo, we learned so much in this episode. Can we just talk about that?
Dude.
There was so much learned.
Dude, this is I love this episode. I'm mad that Derek missed out.
Yeah.
I do feel like we probably should have had a female voice at some point because we talked a lot.
Nah, women fucked shit up.
Our moms were here in spirit.
I know, and they're probably all mad at us. Every woman in our lives are mad at us. I'm like,
they're like, what do you mean?
We spoke about girlfriends.
Oh my
moms.
Gosh. We talked about abortions and shit.
They're great.
Pap smears.
Women are great. Women make the world go round.
I'm never gonna be able to get another massage again.
You can't. I didn't know you was going. She gonna pat.
Yeah,
Jill's not letting me get massages ever
you're
again.
Shoving up for a,
yo,
a neutral
real talk.
Massage.
She gonna be mad as fuck. Like dude. I didn't know you had a tubby when we.
Uh huh.
All right, y'all. So thank y'all for listening. And no need for apologies. Make sure that y'all follow all of these wonderful people and buy yourself a hoodie. We out.